Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Another sign the proposed acquisition of U.S. Steel by a Japanese steelmaker might be in trouble.
Whenever an American company is taken over by an international one, the deal is reviewed by various government bodies. President Biden says the planned acquisition of U.S. Steel by Japan's Nippon Steel is no exception, and he says it may even need more scrutiny than usual, even though Japan is a close ally. The Steelworkers Union says it wasn't consulted ahead of the announcement. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman said he would attempt to prevent the sale over concerns about national security.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Three white Tacoma, Washington cops were acquitted of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death in custody of a black man, Manny Ellis, during a 2020 encounter. A federal jury in Chicago convicted former powerful alderman Ed Burke on 13 corruption counts. Prosecutors said Burke used his political clout to pressure people into hiring his private law firm. This is ABC News. ABC's Karen Travers says U.S. and Chinese military officials had their first communication in a year and a half.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, spoke with his Chinese counterpart. According to a readout from the general's office, the two officials spoke about the importance of the U.S. and China working together to responsibly manage competition, avoid miscalculations, and maintain open and direct lines of communication. The phone call marks the first time U.S. and Chinese military leaders have spoken since July 2022. It comes after President Biden and China's President Xi met in November in San Francisco and agreed to reopen military lines of communication. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Entertainer Mariah Carey paid a Christmastime visit to the White House.
Hello, Mariah. How are you?
Hello, sir.
I'm a fan.
Vice President Harris and husband also on hand, as were the Queen of Christmas's 12-year-old twins, Monroe and Morocco. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices throughout Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals
success. And DEI does not get people there.
Not in my mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss on the Wisconsin iPublic Affairs Network said the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. XL Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about $1 and natural gas bills by about $3. XL Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
A Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters. After nearly three seasons with the team, the defensive coordinator could be on his way out. After back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers, what's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118 to 114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks, and then Brooklyn, then in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset, to get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle. Temperatures tumbling into the lower 30s. Southeast winds a bit gusty. Drizzle and freezing drizzle, then all drizzle, fog and clouds. Highs of the afternoon climbing to the lower 40s. It's 36 at our studios.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Trying to set a theme here, Dom. Funny is funny. And we've been trying to get your funny takes. We're going to roll right into a happier, happy hour edition, Dom. Been having fun with the topic, Rudy So Broke. Because Rudy Giuliani, the former attorney to the president, is so freaking broke, he filed bankruptcy today in the federal courts. And I don't care how bad a year 2023 is shaping up for you and your family. You ain't as broke as Rudy Giuliani. This guy's like half a billion in the hole broke. He's $490 million more broke than you are this Christmas.
He has,
I suspect,
between $1 and $10 million in assets and somewhere between $100 and $500 million in liabilities.
I would think he's broke. He's broke ass this Christmas. He's so broke, they're going to repossess Rudy's box. 844-967-2789. Diane Anderson from Racine, my understanding, holding a candidate for the 1st Congressional District, but she's holding with the Rudy joke. Diane, welcome to the show. Glad you're listening. Let's have it, Diane. Sister.
Hi, guys. Okay, how about this one? Rudy's so broke that he won't be able to buy his usual hair dye.
You gotta listen the whole time. Diane, I appreciate it. Thank you. He is. He's so broke. We've had some good ones, Diane. And
he's so broke.
Appreciate your effort.
He can't pay attention. A few have said.
Oh, come on.
Happy holidays.
Anything
guys
else for us, Diane? All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
844-967-2789. We had a couple really, really good ones. Several hair dye comments. Diane, picked up on that. Rudy's so broke that he can't afford to drop a dime on Donald Trump.
I really like that one, Dom. I know you did.
I did like that one.
There were so many funny ones.
What did you say? I think you said Rudy's so broke he can only afford to get two sheets to the wind.
That came in on the text line. There were several.
All right.
I can't take credit for all the funny.
Sure you can.
Well, okay. I will. All the funny ones said, if they were funny, I said them. But if they weren't funny, that definitely came from the callers. Or Dom.
Right.
Probably Dom. 844-967-2789. I want to introduce a new story for the hour, Dom. Trump's buddy, Michael Flynn. You know, the locker up guy. Remember him?
Oh, the QAnon guy. The guy who lied to the FBI about his communications with the Russians. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Well, it's not really, really important, the actual body of this work, but the gist of this story, Dom. Michael Flynn was inducted into the Rhode Island Hall of Fame, and his induction in has triggered a mass resignation from the Rhode Island Hall of Fame. Just a little of this coverage. Michael Flynn was selected as an inductee into the Rhode Island Heritage Hall of Fame, sending dozens of board members fleeing for the exits. The Hall's board held a virtual meeting where some members voted to induct the former national security advisor, who is pardoned means you were guilty of something. Pardoned by Donald Trump near the end of his presidency after pleading guilty to lying to FBI agents about his contacts with Russian officials. And as a result, multiple members of the organization submitted letters of resignation, according to the Providence Journal. The inclusion of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn flies in the face of honorable service, said former Congressman Jim Langvin, who was also selected last week as an honorary inductee.
You're right. Hey, congratulations. You're so awesome. We're going to put you on the same pedestal right next to General Flynn.
I mean, other than maybe Scott Walker, I couldn't think of a worse comrade to join in any endeavor. Again, from Jim, the other inductee, or apparent not inductee, to the Rhode Island Hall of Fame. I just couldn't see placing that particular nominee on the same footing with so many fabulous people that have been honored in that way over so many years that it's been in existence. Yes, Dom, because literally Michael Flynn should have been in jail had he not been pardoned of his guilt, his pled guilt. So, no, Hall of Famer, that guy. Yeah,
Rhode Island, let's go there.
844-967-2789. A few others might still have their takes on the Rudy So Broke joke. I know a few people listening at work might be in the car now. You can play along. Al from Ocotomowoc. Welcome, Al. What do you got for us?
Merry Christmas to both of you guys. And
thank you.
To you and your family. Yes, Rudy's so broke that he went down to the hospital to sell his blood, but they refused to pay him after all they got was a pint of cheap used vodka.
Yeah. I'm glad you worked the booze in there, Al. I was already rewriting your punchline in my mind, but you went there. You went there. And that's the good stuff.
So. Well done, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening, Al. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas, Al.
844-967-2789. Andrew from Madison. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us?
Andrew.
Hey, I got a Rudy So Broke joke for you.
Lay it on us, brother.
Rudy So Broke, rumor has it, he opened an OnlyFans under the handle Rudy's Juicy Heine.
Terrible. Ah. Yeah, a little visual, not necessary, Andrew, but I get the gist. I appreciate the effort, man.
What's your OnlyFans page called, Dom? Inquiring minds want to know.
I do not have one, although there is a new South Park out. I started watching it last night, talking about the OnlyFans. It's pretty amusing. Look forward to getting through it. Curdy, I don't have an OnlyFans yet, but when I do, you'd be the first one to subscribe, right?
Well, I'd be the second one.
Oh, that's right, after Liza. 844-967-2789.
I was thinking maybe Judy Muffin. But thanks for bringing my wife into it. I'm sure that'll make for an awkward Christmas. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, as a gift for your wife, you can give her, you know, my OnlyFans subscription to me.
I'll give her the cheat codes. Yeah. You put a buck in, you get double green stamps back from Dom's OnlyFans. 844-967-2789. Here's the good news. the former congressman, George Santos. I bet he'd sign up for you.
Oh, for sure.
Might be some donor dollars, but he'd get them to you. Scott from Pewaukee, welcome to the show. What do you got for us, Scott?
Hi, Scott.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good, man.
Rudy joke or other?
Yeah. Oh, Rudy joke. Rudy is so broke, he went to go sell his soul, but had to go collect it from Trump first.
No!
You know, I cannot believe, Scott.
Good luck getting anything back from Trump, Scott.
Appreciate you playing along, Scott. That is really where the punchline should have gone initially. I mean, Scott is really onto something here. Rudy's soul. But of course, it's been so debased and so devalued. It's also, you know, there's a Rudy so broke his soul declared
bankruptcy.
Rudy's
so broke he can't sell his soul? Right?
It's perfection is somewhere in there, but let's not.
Somewhere in there.
Let's not let.
Need a little work.
Perfection be the enemy of the very good. Well done, Scott. Oh,
never, Crudy, I never do.
Clearly. 844-967-2789. Eric from Lodi, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Welcome, Eric.
Yeah, it's a Rudy joke. Rudy's so broke, CJ won't rent to him.
That's right. CJ's a landlord. I'm not clear though. Do you think CJ would, you know, just be so honored to have someone that was the fluffer to Donald Trump right there in one of his tenements?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But I mean, does he really want his property values brought down anymore?
Well, anyone that can do a little Google search of, you know, the landlord's probably going to know who owns the joint, but you know, maybe he's got a blind box.
True. All right. Well, that was the joke. All right.
Right on, Eric. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. 844-967-2789.
I wonder where CJ is with his Rudy's so broke joke. I mean, you've been invoked, CJ. If you've got one, we'll jump you up the queue here. But in the meantime, we'll keep going. 844-967-2789. Jeff, political thought or Rudy joke?
Oh, I got a couple jokes for you.
All right, man, lay them on us.
Rudy's so broke that his finances finally align with his character.
Yes, well done.
The second one is Rudy's so broke that he's willing to take lessons from Ocean Gate on how to keep things together.
Oh, I don't get it. What's Ocean Gate?
That was the thing that went to the bottom of the ocean but didn't come back up. Imploded.
Ouch.
You know, I was a little concerned that Rudy's head was going to implode at the Four Seasons that day. Something was coming out the gills. But is that it, Jeff? You've given us two pretty good ones. Solid effort, sir.
The only other one that I got would be a kind of a parallel with South Park is that Rudy's so broke that even Kenny feels bad about it.
And they killed Kenny. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
Folks.
Oh, yes.
We're going to come back with the Duke boys. You see what that Bo Duke was up to, Dom?
Man, you know, when I was a kid, I loved this show. I'd like run over because I didn't have a TV growing up, man. My parents wouldn't let me. I had to read books.
They wouldn't let you.
So I had to run over to the neighbor's house to watch. I'd make a point to go see the Dukes of Hazzard, man.
Driving around in there.
Wow.
Racist General Lee.
So terrible.
Chasing their good-looking cousin around. And then
it's weird that they'd be acting out these days.
And there's a buddy they had named Cooter. Cooter. More Devil's Advocates. Come on back.
I'll come back now. Here.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to The Devil Advocates Radio Show. Having some fun today. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, wanted to shift ever so slightly from Rudy So Broke to Bo Duke.
Really tackling the difficult issues of the day, aren't we, today?
We're digging in here before the holidays. Well, tomorrow's Festivus. You can air your grievances tomorrow, but in the meantime, one-liners, Rudy So Broke, or perhaps your political take. And, you know, I hear the Dukes of Hazzard, and I immediately thought of Tom Wopat. Tom Wopat was one of the Duke boys, right? He was Luke Duke. Yeah. He was the brunette. And I believe, isn't he from Wisconsin? Somewhere in Wisconsin. I don't want to get it wrong.
I think it's from, he was born in Lodi. Yeah.
Well, there was a police report a couple of years ago about Wopat, who allegedly hit a girl's buttocks with a script and said, "Nice butt," during rehearsals for a show. And he was subsequently charged with indecent assault and battery on a person over the age of 14, along with two counts of accosting or annoying a person of the opposite sex. I think he did plead those down, but I thought he was the more difficult one. But then I see this report about Luke Duke, the blonde one, John Schneider, right? That was the actor's name that played,
yes.
Played him. And Dom, what's he been up to?
He's been up to no good, Curdy. I mean, what would you expect from a guy who drove around with a Confederate flag on the roof of the car?
Lots of advocacy for hanging Mike Pence?
Perhaps. A lot of hanging going on here, Curdy. Actor John Schneider, best known for his role as Bo Duke on a classic TV show, Dukes of Hazzard, responded to a post on X from President Joe Biden late Wednesday and suggested that Biden be publicly executed. Oh, come on, Bo. Trump poses many threats to our country, the right to choose, civil rights, voting rights, and America's standing in the world, the post of Biden's account stated. But the greatest threat he poses is to our democracy. If we lose that, we lose everything, Biden wrote on X, likely referring to the recent ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court, which booted Donald Trump from the state ballot. Beneath the post, Bo Duke, that'd be John Schneider, replied, "Mr. President, I believe you are guilty of treason and should be publicly hung. Your son, too. Your response is, ? Sincerely, John Schneider." And of course, John Schneider, Bo Duke, got a mixed reaction from the interwebs. The good old boys. Here's a couple. Just some good old boys telling presidents they should be hung. Another one. "Most young folks have no idea who John Schneider is, so allow me to school y'all. There was this show when I was a kid, early 80s, called Dukes of Hazzard. It was filled with racist references, although I did not connect the dots at the time. So I'm not one bit surprised that an actor who agreed to be on the show is a Trump supporter today and posted a death threat to our Democratic President Joe Biden and his son." Another one here. "Hey, FBI, we found another mega terrorist. You don't got to go far, John Schneider. Bo Duke, well, not hang Mike Pence, but hang Joe Biden and Hunter."
I'm just enjoying the ongoing Rudy So Broke joke stuff still happening on the text line.
Alive. See, what you started, man?
It's been fun.
Can't turn it off now.
Some are saying Rudy is so broke. He's auditioning for a role in the next Borat movie because he actually wants to get paid. And Rudy's so broke he couldn't get out of sight if a trip around the world only cost a quarter. Get it, Dom?
I got it.
Thanks, Dom. What else? Oh, I'm going to have to sing this one. Just sort of hum it. Rudy's so broke for Christmas, he'll have no holiday glee. His troubles grow under the mistletoe. Kisses, no, just court orders under the tree. Christmas Eve will find him, his balding scalp in firelight gleams. Homeless now for Christmas, brought down by his schemes. You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome.
Wow.
I'll see you at the Grammys, Tom.
Give Nate a little heads up. He can put a funky-ass bass line behind that.
That one came from Mark from the SAC, a text contribution. Didn't know I was going to sing it, though, did you, Mark? One more, Rico from The Rock. Rudy went to sell his soul, but the devil said, I already got it from Donald for half price. There's working that theme for us, Rico. You know, you keep working on it, Rico, but don't hurt yourself.
Yes, I mean, it's not hard, man. Where's Nick, man? Where's our stand-up folks? Kurt, you did a little stand-up, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, not in a humorous way. I've done very short bursts. I've done, you know, a couple of jokes to introduce someone who's funny. I've emceed comedy affairs. I got to introduce, well, I didn't, let's step back, Rudy. Let's remember yeah, properly. I got to be in a room with Charlie Behrens one time. No, I guess that was at the comedy club downstairs, but I got to be the MC of a doubleheader with Charlie Behrens one time. And that was a lot of fun. And I was the MC. So, you know, I did a couple of jokes, little soft shoe. I actually wrote different jokes for the two Jam different fans. Shows. Because I figure some people like me so much at the first show. I didn't want to have the same jokes at the second show. And it all had to be fresh material because, you know, I don't exactly do stand up for a living. So I never worked the material with an audience prior. But Charlie's uncle, whoever the merch guy was, you know, he actually, because there were some amateur comedians as part of the festivities. And, you know, you would have never guessed what the big venue like the Waterloo Fireman's Park. But there were a couple of amateurs in the show mix. But yeah. Charlie's uncle said, well, clearly you've done this before.
Oh, clearly. And your response was?
Well, you know, the crowd work. I do the crowd work on the radio every day. The crowd work's where, hey, where are you from? You know, where are my day drinkers at? Oh, that's everybody. You know, that kind of stuff. That specifically is how I started the very first show with Charlie Behrens. Yeah. You know, where's my day drinkers? Where's my midnight tokers? You know, I sort of took an assessment of the kind of folks that were going to be there in the crowd. And then
they're basically ripping off Steve Miller.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll cite my source. The Joker, but damn it, man. There was some funny. Now you've undermined it.
No.
That funny.
Listen, I think it takes a lot for folks to get up and do stand-up. I mean, you know, to stand up in front of a crowd, get on the stage, to, you know, come up with the material that, you know, isn't ripped off or copied, about, you know, original stuff. Man, it takes a lot of creativity and effort. And
what's this about original stuff? Can I just take funny stuff off the text line, write it down, put it in my own words? And I mean, it's my joke then, because I've crafted it.
Is that it? Oh, man. Give me Eddie Murphy delirious anytime. And man, do I wish George Carlin was still alive today.
You know, we are above the Comedy Club here on State Street, beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, in the Solidarity Realty Studios. And I did ask the landlord, you know, his daughters run the joint downstairs. I said, hey, Gus, you got time for me? Can I do 5 minutes? Oh, anytime you want, Mike. Wednesday nights, open mic nights. Anytime you want, on Wednesdays.
On Wednesday.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. You got some open mic material. Want to hear from you. 844-967-2789.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Another sign the proposed acquisition of U.S. Steel by a Japanese steelmaker might be in trouble.
Whenever an American company is taken over by an international one, the deal is reviewed by various government bodies. President Biden says the planned acquisition of U.S. Steel by Japan's Nippon Steel is no exception, and he says it may even need more scrutiny than usual, even though Japan is a close ally. The Steelworkers Union says it wasn't consulted ahead of the announcement. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman said he would attempt to prevent the sale over concerns about national security.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Three white Tacoma, Washington cops were acquitted of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death in custody of a black man, Manny Ellis, during a 2020 encounter. A federal jury in Chicago convicted former powerful alderman Ed Burke on 13 corruption counts. Prosecutors said Burke used his political clout to pressure people into hiring his private law firm. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Wednesday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the past 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see areas of drizzle and freezing drizzle, temperatures tumbling into the lower 30s. Southeast winds a bit gusty. Drizzle and freezing drizzle, then all drizzle, fog and clouds. Highs of the afternoon climbing to the lower 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
me the gangster.
Welcome
love.
Back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Thursday? Funny is funny, happier, happy hour. I get all my best material from Steve Miller Band.
Yes, just from now on, Curtis, you may refer to me as the gangster of love.
El Quistador. Conquistador. You can call me Conquistador. 844-967-2789. I got to tell you, I'm really enjoying the text line immensely today. People having a lot of fun with the Rudy So Broke jokes, and they keep sending them in. Here are a few of the examples I've enjoyed. Rudy's so broke that heaven doesn't want him and hell's afraid he'll take over. Rudy's WGBW entrant. Here's one, WMDX. Rudy's so broke he can't afford the dollar menu at McDonald's. Damn. Here's another, Dana, our pal up in God's country, listening to the Eagle in La Crosse, 1490 AM. Rudy's so broke that he signed a contract to let Ari Melber beat him up on MSNBC every night. And Peter Navarro will be next. Here is a relatively funny and keen observation. Rudy's so broke, even the Russians won't give him a loan. Somewhere along the line, one of those jokes is being owned up by Jimmy in the UP. And someone wants to know, where can I access all the Rudy jokes? Why, at the podcast. That's where you'd find them, at the civicmedia.us. Go to the show page, look about 12 shows deep, and then find the greatest the radio advocates. Show ever. We're there. Like, we're 12th or 13th in your
greatest
heart.
Radio show ever. You think we'd be like prominent, but it's all alphabetical. So you got to look for the Devil's Advocates
it
radio
really,
show. The,
it's the
greatest radio
it's,
show ever.
It's the that's holding us back.
It's the T. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we'll just change the name to the Devils. Well, still the Devils.
Well,
D. It'll be, you know.
Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin WI, DARNWI. There's no the there.
There's no the there.
There are podcasts there if you need to find them. Didn't want to go looking 12 deep on the civicmedia.us site. Brian from Watertown, appreciate your patience. What do you got for us? Any good jokes I could steal for future comedy?
Right. Hey, guys. Rudy is so broke that CJ has lost respect for him because he's going to have to live off the welfare system.
Oh, no.
That would do it. That would do
it. Man. Rudy's so broke, he's now woke. Rudy's so broke, he's now a socialist because he needs what? He's going to, one way or another, right? So what? He goes to jail? Well, I mean, who pays for the justice system in this country? Of course, they're taxpayer dollars, Brian.
That's why CJ no longer respects him.
That's right. That's right. Good point, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Rudy is a joke because he's so broke. There's something clever there. Work with me.
No.
I'm working through my material for future open mic nights.
You're supposed to have some of that kind of done when you get to open mic night. You're not supposed to like.
Well, that's why I'm not doing it
there.
That's why I'm doing it here with you.
Thank you.
If you were funnier, I'd let you do the material, Dom.
You know, it comes in spurts and fits, you know.
Yeah, spurts and fits.
I can't force the creativity, man. You know, it's just sometimes it just oozes. And then when you try to force it, it just becomes, you know, not great. It seems forced.
Spurts and fits has been your nickname since college. 844-967-2789. A little bit of politicking, Dom. You see what the Jim Jordan's doing? The wannabe speaker guy? The guy that, under his coaching responsibilities at Ohio State University, allowed a lot of the athletes to be assaulted. But now Jim Jordan is what? The head of the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives.
Very important job. Now, I find it somewhat ironic that he would, I mean, all those accusations aside, that this guy would be the head of the Judiciary Committee for the Republicans when he himself defied a subpoena from the January 6th committee, a lawful congressional subpoena that he has yet to answer to. But he expects other people to respond to his subpoenas.
Don't
show
look
up
for
his subpoenas.
Consistency, intellectual or otherwise, Dom. This is the.
Well, I think we Republican need to constantly, absolutely. Come on, man. Well, I don't know how you grew up, man, but when I grew up, these things did matter. You know what I mean? You can't ask something of others that you're not going to expect to do yourself. And he's exactly doing that. That makes him a hypocrite at best. But please continue. Let's talk more about Jim GYM Jordan.
Well, Jim Jordan is threatening the special counselor, Jack Smith, with the subpoena as the Trump criminal cases ramp up. So he is trying to, what, interfere with the investigation, the criminal investigation. He wants to interfere, put a stop to it if he could. Jim Jordan and his fellow House Republicans are moving forward with plans to counter-investigate Special Counsel Jack Smith, investigate the investigators, as the two criminal cases he filed against former President Donald Trump continue to advance, reported Courthouse News on Thursday. Here's what they're reporting, Dom. GOP lawmakers looking to defend Trump from what they frame as a political ploy to keep him out of the White House have long cast aspirations on a pair of Justice Department investigations into the former president. This reported by Benjamin Weiss. Republicans have contended that President Biden is weaponizing the federal law enforcement agency to go after his political rivals, a claim that has been rejected by some legal experts, no one on Trump's team, I'm sure. In the GOP-controlled House Judiciary Committee, lawmakers have matched Smith's probe with one of their own, hoping to demonstrate political malfeasance in the Justice Department. On Thursday, panel chair Jim Jordan stepped things up, telling the special counsel in a letter that he had significant concerns about your commitment to even-handed justice. Significant concerns, Dom. Republicans have been leveling similar threats since last year, and according to the report, they're prepared to issue subpoenas against Smith as part of the next phase of their investigation. Now, of course, I, as special counselor, would ignore the subpoenas. But anyways, Dom, Republican.
But I think let's pause just for a minute, if I may jump in here. So apparently this letter, he sent a letter, and within the letter, they expressed significant concerns about commitment to even-handed justice. I mean, this is a special counselor. He's got one job. He's got one thing. Investigate, well, a couple. Donald Trump, the J6, and the documents. So those are his things. He doesn't make calls on other issues, right? He's not making decisions on what other cases the Justice Department. You got a beef, then you go to the head of the Justice Department. This is a guy doing a job. Hey, I'm taking you here, Jack Smith, to investigate Donald Trump on the documents case, on the secrets that he kept, and on the January 6th insurrection that he fomented. Those are the two things. What even-handed justice how? You go where the facts lead you. It's not like he's not doing investigations of Hunter Biden as Jack Smith. That's not Jack Smith's purview. His job is to go after Donald Trump on these two issues, present the cases, and let the jury decide. So what is it about even-handed justice? How can Jack Smith have any input as to quote-unquote even-handed justice? He's presenting the case against Donald Trump, period. The jury will decide.
I would point out Jack Smith is a special counselor, supposed to be independent of even most DOJ oversight, supposed to be able to work, right? Jordan specifically points to the Department of Justice obtaining a search warrant for Trump's account on Twitter and a claim by Trump associate attorney that one of Smith's lawyers pressured him into negotiating a plea deal for his client by using the outcome of a judgeship application. I don't know what that means. Now, one of the cases brought by Smith accuses Trump of civil rights violations and conspiracy to defraud the United States, connections to the plot to overturn the 2020 presidential. The other concerns the former president's retention of highly classified national defense information at his Mar-a-Lago Country Club in South Florida. I call those the paperwork crimes, Dom.
So what does Jim Jordan want? What would even-handed justice look like? Like Jack Smith supposed to send out subpoenas for what? Someone else's Twitter feed? You know, no one else is within his purview of what he's supposed to do as special counselor. So it's obviously bunk. I highly doubt Smith would even take the time to respond to a guy who sends out a subpoena from the very organization, Congress, that he now represents, that he himself would not honor. So go pound sand, number one. And number two, how do you not, as an investigator to this particular crime, but just, you know, put back and put anybody else in any other situation, you know, the Twitter feeds, you know, the conversations, the private messages, those things can be relevant. They can be relevant to the investigation, just like phone calls, just like where were you, what you did, just like, you know, signatures and documents, all everything matters, everything. And I guarantee you there's some action on the DMs on Trump's Twitter feed. So they're obviously very, very concerned that Jack Smith has these things. And Jack Smith, I believe it was today, in response to Trump's attorneys yesterday, telling the Supreme Court, just take your time, let it go through the appellate process. You know, he's got absolute immunity.
Does that even make sense?
Rush this.
Like, let the music breathe. Like it's a wine bottle. You know, here, just set it aside for a few more months. Why would they not? If they're going to take up the case, why would they not? I mean, this is such a strange ask. No, don't look really quickly. Just slow down. I mean, it only, of course, makes sense in the prism of the fact that Donald Trump does not want to be brought to justice, right? Well, it's a pure delay tactic,
I mean,
right?
Who does, man? Who does? Who wants anyone's actions, you know, questioned, especially when you tried to be the only guy in the American history to overturn the government and to block the peaceful transfer of power when you obviously lost and you've been telling people and laying down the currency for years, perhaps up to a year, about election fraud and interference. All bunk. All of it. The whole time. And we still deal with the repercussions today because a lot of Republicans, a lot of MAGAs still believe that Donald Trump somehow won the election. We're still having this conversation because that belief is so strong within the MAGA community.
And if you weren't listening from the top of the show, Assembly Speaker Robin Foss from the great state of Wisconsin said, if Trump is the nominee, he'd probably vote for him because he's not going to vote for Joe Biden. The same guy that came to Wisconsin to endorse his primary opponent, the guy that pressured him to hire Michael Gableman, create this whole fake investigation and Gableman's conclusion that, you know, we should strongly consider what? Redoing the election of 2020. This great advice in like 2022, right, Dom?
I got a great idea. I'm just spitballing here, guys.
But Robin Voss would still be considerate of voting for the man.
I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about the mega party and everything you need to know about Assembly Speaker from Wisconsin, the most powerful Republican leader in the state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss. And he, after getting berated and embarrassed and almost losing a primary by, what, a couple hundred votes?
280 votes-ish, that I'm seeing.
Still consider voting for Donald Trump. Perhaps a soon-to-be convicted Donald Trump.
Stand by your man.
I'm not gonna vote for Joe Biden. Well, come on, man. You can vote for anybody. You know, I mean, you're gonna vote for Donald Trump. We know Robin Voss from here in the state of Wisconsin. We've been following his career, let's call it, for years. I don't believe for a minute that Robin Voss thinks that Donald Trump was somehow screwed out of the election. Robin Voss is trying to, you know, please everyone, especially consolidating his power. All right, I don't believe it, but I went on the plane with Trump, so I'll get, you know, Gableman, of all people, Gableman, to do this thing. And, you know, a year later and millions of dollars later, calls Gableman an embarrassment to Wisconsin.
But Chanel Branchon? He empowered her, too, talking about a joker.
But I know, you hired these people. You gave them authority. You gave them credibility-ish. And then what? When it's all said and done, they're terrible. They're all coffee boys. You know, in some ways, I'm really, really not surprised.
Dom, I want you to know a little bit more about the Speaker of the House, and I'm looking for comedic material here as well. Mike Johnson took his daughter to a purity ball, as all good fathers do. Resembled a wedding. Let's talk about it.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy Friday Eve to us all. It is our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, pick up the phones right now. Dial 844-967-2789.
You can blame me.
I am blaming you. I blame you for many things.
Offered Metallica.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate you, man.
Or
Crudy. Or
Stand By Your Man. Dom, we know about Mike Speaker MAGA Johnson, right? Mike Johnson. And we learned something quite interesting about this second in line to the president, that his 17-year-old son is his porn accountability buddy. I have a 17-year-old son, and I don't want to know what he watches. And he is certainly not my porn accountability buddy. You know, we're pretty good friends. I like my son. Good kid. We're not porn accountability buddies.
Crudy, will you be my porn accountability buddy?
Well, here's my question. I blame it on you. If I get caught with porn, you know my response. Dominic! That happened. That really happened once. It was your fault. Not that I got caught.
I am not a role model, Michael.
Clearly. And I'm starting to wonder about this Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm starting to have some reservations about this guy and even his parenting style.
Starting to.
Now, Dom, I found this at the salon.com. This is being widely reported. Newly unearthed video shows Mike Johnson and his daughter attending a purity ball in 2015. This looks like a wedding, but they're not bride and groom, but rather father and daughter. Well, you know, much like Trump wishes he had with his daughter. But anyways, here is what was reported, Dom. Years before Mike Johnson would become second in line for the president, a German TV news outlet profiled him and his then teenage daughter preparing for and then attending a purity ball, Dom. You know, just like we would do it. This looks like a wedding, a news reporter said in a German 2015 NTV news segment unearthed by ABC News. But they're not bride and groom, but rather father and daughter. The reporter adds, referring to Johnson and his then 13-year-old Hannah. The news segment examined purity balls and the purity movement among conservative Christians and the Johnson family as the lens, highlighting Johnson and his daughter at the ball with other pairs enjoying Johnson's daughter vowing and signing a pledge to live a life of purity. Dom, have you signed the pledge?
No. And I'm down, maybe. What do you mean by purity? I mean, these are subjective terms.
Well, Dom, the controversial formal dance event gained notoriety in the early 2000s, but remained popular among some conservative Christians. Purity balls typically saw fathers and their teenage daughters dressed up for the night of dinner and dancing that ends with the daughter signing a pledge to her father to abstain from dating and remain sexually abstinent until marriage.
Abstain from dating. Well, how are you going to get married if you don't date? What, dad's going to hook you up with someone?
Now, Dom, the news segment features an interview with Johnson's daughter, now in her 20s, vowing to her father to make a commitment to God, myself, my family, my friends, my future husband, and my future children to a lifetime of purity, including sexual purity, with shots of Johnson nodding in agreement interlaced. The doting father? Question mark. In one brief interview clip, Johnson's wife, Christian counselor Kelly Johnson, told the German news outlet, "We don't talk to her about contraception.
Sex, oh, what?
Sex before marriage is simply out of the question." Now, Tom, Mike Johnson's participation in the 2015 news story provides another example of the previously almost unknown lawmaker's staunchly conservative and religious views, which have informed his political career and his ascent in Congress. So you didn't know. Johnson took his daughter to a purity ball and made her sign the pledge, Dom. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not. I did not. When I saw this, I was like, oh, and okay, but teenage. So I remember the daddy-daughter dance. I took Izzy to the daddy-daughter dance. That was cute, you know, but she was like, you know, third grade or something. And there was no, I mean, they were dancing the Gangnam style, man. I mean, it was super cute. And there was no talk of purity or contraception or any of that, of course, at that age. So whatever, man, father-daughter dance. So at first I'm thinking, well, I mean, I took Izzy to a father-daughter dance. That's cute. What's the problem? Oh my God. What? And then for the mother, we don't talk about contraception. Sex before marriage is simply out of the question. I mean, it's something to dream. It's something to aspire to, I guess, if that's how you want to, you know, do it. But feel sorry for the kids, you know, when they turn 18, good luck out there, children. Ah, it just seems super creepy to me.
What are you talking about? You love meeting those religious type girls in college, Dom, rebelling against their father's purity pledges. Those were your kind of girls on a Friday night. Who are you kidding?
If you need someone to help break the purity, I would have been there for you. So yes, I there's a lot of learning to do in this world, and I don't think that kind of mentality is doing anybody any favors. But I'm not surprised, man. You know, but again, people, you know, is it? What's your thought on it, Curdy? Do you think it's the hits creeper level? It hits the EU. Ugh. Level.
We're Daddy, at least creeper adjacent. Here's a quote. Someone asked me today in the media, they said, "It's curious. People are curious. What does Mike Johnson think about any issue under the sun? Well, go pick up the Bible off your shelf and read it."
Yeah.
That's my worldview, Johnson said in a recent Fox News interview. Well,
no shrimp for you.
There is a little incest that goes on in the Bible, Dom. I'm just telling you, if you read some of that Old Testament stuff.
Incest,
there
murder,
weren't a lot of branches.
Genocide. I mean, there was I saw a comedian reading you know, passages from the Bible in some sort of, you know, open kind of meeting, governmental kind of thing where public opinion was heard. And he talked about the murder and the incest and the genocide and all that and the grooming. And indoctrination, and of course, he's talking about the Bible. So, you know, there's that. But I'd also, one other thing, I did read on this article, saw a couple of things about it. And one of them did quote, hey, you know, there's basically a study that shows that the purity ball, if you're the one to take those kind of pledges, you got a higher percentage of, you know, unwanted pregnancies. Well, imagine that'll happen and your mother won't talk to you about contraception.
Dom, here's a quote from Johnson. "One of the primary purposes of law and civil government is to restrain evil. We have to acknowledge collectively that man is inherently evil and needs to be restrained."
No, thank you. Don't believe it.
I try to hold you back each and every day. Stick around.
All you can do is try.
Maggie Dawn is next. Then Black Convergence and Raised in the Wisco.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be, I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm